Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Know that life is a gamble all along. Winners are losers who keep rolling on. So go on and roll the dice.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. I hang out with you. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with our good friend Leslie Kossoff. Leslie is a longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust. She's a specialist, international specialist in business and especially quality. Leslie, you've done business in Asia. You've done business in Europe, in the British Isles, in the UK, all over the United States. I'm not sure where else. But I consider you to be have an international perspective and a taproot, a serious a critical mass there. So now we've got the Dow was down, the U.S. Major index was down 1,000 last week, right?
Yes.
And the futures now are more than 600 down, negative today.
Yes.
NASDAQ over 200 today, the futures, when they open. What are your thoughts?
That this is the correction that we've all been waiting for. The markets over the last years have been going up and up and up, and there has not been any kind of right sizing.
There's no fundamentals under them.
No, there really
aren't. I've been calling it a bubble for 2 years.
You know, it's interesting because there's a lot of argument as to whether you want to call it a bubble or not, but ultimately, even the ones who don't want it or that don't want to call it a bubble are still saying and have been saying that there's going to need to be a correction. Mm-hmm. And corrections are usually about 10%.
They always happen, don't they?
Yes. Oh, of course, they have to.
Gravity is alive and well in the marketplaces.
Well, it is Mr. Gravity, but more than that, it's cycles. And as we know with any business, there are cycles, and there are up cycles, and there are down cycles. And the problem is that we all get just so happy when everything just seems to be going up and up and up, when we know in some part of our brains that at some point it's going to have to correct itself, it's going to come down and normalize.
Don't you think a big part of the problem is that we got too many traders and not enough investors?
Well, yes. That's a whole other aspect of the market. And when you start talking about the traders, you start getting into the computer system
that's
that's
right.
doing the trading.
That's right.
It isn't a human. And then I will take it one step further, and it's the analysts. And just so you know, it was when you asked me to talk about this, I thought it's only fair to you and to your listeners to say, for all of the years that I've been studying markets, the one way that I've always described them is that the markets, to me, are like a teenage girl with hormones. Because it is truly irrational. For all that Greenspan said that it was irrational exuberance during the whole dot-com boom, as far as I'm concerned, the markets are almost always irrational. And especially now that, since 2008, where we don't have the fundamentals for the kind of growth that the markets have been seeing as compared to what the on-the-ground economies worldwide have been seeing. And that's actually why you see what's happening in China, and this is also why it's not something to worry about, it's something to be aware of, and in future to plan for.
But are you worried about, a whole lot, the catalyst for this downturn was China. I mean, the single largest catalyst was China, the economy, and the devaluation of their currency. Yeah. Are you worried about China overall? Is China a serious? Is China going to correct like us and fix itself, or is China on the way to another direction?
I think that China. I think over the last couple or three years, the leaders of the political parties in China, and they're the ones that of course control the economy. They have known that. They had started to get in, and were actually a long time in some danger territory.
They've created their own bubble over there, haven't they?
They have had their own bubble
on many levels.
Yes, exactly, and and there needed to be a correction. And, mm-hmm. you know, and China, they're smart and they play a long game.
Yeah.
And so even the devaluation of the UN to make themselves look like they're being a better player. Oh, sure.
It'll be interesting. One nice quick question, quick answer. Do you not believe, though, that when cooler heads start prevailing in the next few days, that people will realize that the U.S. is still the best place to put their money?
People know now still that the U.S. is the best place to put their money.
Doesn't that bode well for us not going deep in
this thing? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. No. You know, the markets, the markets are doing what markets do. They're doing the correction. And then what's going to happen is everyone's going to stop, take a look around and say, oh, my God, look at these low prices. It's time to start buying again.
Leslie, I don't know what we'd do without you. You're so smart. We always get smarter when you join us. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Leslie Kossoff, ladies and gentlemen. Kossoff.com. Two S's, two F's. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.